The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves here toll free and bring up anything that you want. Just dial in and bring up again whatever's on your mind. The toll free number is brought to you by ProXPN. It's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you on the site. You can create the content. What you see on the front page, created by listeners just like you. You can submit content to the front page of the site. You can vote on what is already there. Vote up what you like, down what you don't. All for free at freetalklive.com. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian here.
Brett.
And Mark.
All right. In the beginning of the program tonight, we went in mostly with all your phone calls in the second hour. At the beginning of the program, we started talking about a story about the NSA. And Mark, you had this story, and we just kind of got through a few paragraphs of it about how in a suit that has been filed by the Electronic Frontier Foundation challenging the NSA's warrantless collection of Americans' private data, there's been an order issued by the court in this case for the NSA to comply with some sort of turnover of information. And the NSA has now filed, as of a couple weeks ago, has filed a motion in that case, or I guess a response to the order, saying basically that they can't do that. They're going to have to shut down their database and their systems, and it's uncertain.
It's just too complicated. Sorry.
We're not sure how we would do that because we're just such a big organization. We just can't shut down. We don't know where everything is, and sorry, we just can't comply with your order, Judge.
The NSA has also argued that retaining evidence for the Electronic Freedom Frontier Foundation's privacy lawsuit would put it in violation of other rules designed to protect privacy. The NSA is protecting privacy. But
I should try this one. Judge, I can't follow your orders. To follow your orders would violate my own personal rules, so therefore I can't follow. I can't do it.
But what the NSA presents as an impossible choice between accountability and privacy is actually a false one. Surely the NSA, with its ability to sift and sort terabytes of information, can devise procedures that allow it to preserve the plainest data here without retaining everyone's data. The crucial question is this. If the NSA does not have to keep evidence of its spying activities, how can a court even ever test whether it's in fact complying with the Constitution? Perhaps most troubling, the new assertions continue that the NSA's decade-long effort to evade judicial review, at least in any public court, for years in cases like the ACLU's Amnesty versus Clapper, the NSA evaded review by telling the courts the plaintiffs were speculating wildly when they claimed that the agency had intercepted their communications. Today, of course, we know that those claims were prescient. Recent disclosures show that the NSA was scanning Americans' international emails en masse all along, and now the NSA would put in a new roadblock, claiming that it's unable to preserve the very evidence that would allow the court to fully and fairly review those activities. So they lied before, and we're supposed to assume they're not lying now. Let's not forget, this is a group of spies, and spies' jobs are to lie.
Well, they've been caught lying again and again. I mean, when Snowden has, and it's been just over a year now since the Snowden releases first started coming, and as I guess Glenn Greenwald, to whom Snowden released the bulk of the information, as Greenwald is sort of releasing bit by bit, the NSA kept coming out and trying to claim, oh, it's not as bad as it seems. We're actually pretty good over here. We're doing this and this and this. And then you'd find out they were telling lies because the next reveal from Snowden's info would counterclaim the NSA's claims.
Yeah.
So
it was very interesting the way that played out. It's pretty predictable how government is going to respond, you know, with covering your butts.
Lie.
And then he had more information. It was
a
nice
just
thing to watch.
Revealing bit after juicy bit, and they kept getting caught in lie after lie. Why anyone would believe that any word that comes out of those people's mouths is beyond me.
I'm stunned at the American people's reactions to this. I mean, either we live in a country whose intelligence agency is above beyond the reach of the rule of law, or we don't. Now, I no longer believe in the rule of law. I was caught in that lie for many, many years. I was like, look, things are fair, they're right, they're just. It's written down, everybody's got to follow the rule. I was fine with that. But I don't believe that, and if you believe that, do you think the NSA should be able to lie their way out of this, like they have done so many times before? They didn't comply with the courts the last time. They're not going to comply this time. You don't really believe there's rule of law in this country, do you? Do you think there ever was?
You can share your thoughts with us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Anything else you want to share on the story?
Nope, that's it.
So that's from libertycrier.com, and I think I already posted that to our
Facebook. Did you? Okay, because I have not
yet posted such earlier tonight. Of course, you can follow us on Facebook. Yes, I did post it. Facebook, Google+, Twitter. Yeah. You can follow us on any one of those things by going to news.freetalklive.com. That is also where you can get signed up for our news updates via email, and that allows you to get clued into the weekly digest. It's a relatively new email that's been going out on a regular basis to all of our email subscribers. It's the only place you get it. The Free Talk Live Weekly Digest. It's got a rundown of some of the most popular, as voted by you and submitted by you, stories on our website, as well as there's a link there to the Weekly Digest audio, which is kind of a summary or a highlights reel of the last week's worth of Free Talk Live. So you get all that stuff for free. Just sign up for the email list at news.freetalklive.com. Again, that's news.freetalklive.com. All right, so I said that there was a story in the Christian Science Monitor, and it came out a little earlier this year, and by the way, I believe somebody submitted this to the front page over at freetalklive.com, but I apologize for not taking a note as to who it was. So thank you. Thank you to Fat Rasputin for submitting this. Elizabeth Barber's article, it's Christian Science Monitor, csmonitor.com. Two decisions from New York State's highest court on Thursday, this was back in February, suggests that that there is a limit, if still a vague one, on how much police can deceive suspects during interrogations. And I think somebody submitted this to our site because earlier this week we were talking about the police telling lies and how it's relatively common that this is something that police are
allowed to do.
Not only are they allowed to do, but they're instructed by their superiors and their trainers on how to do this because it works. You know, you split two guys up, you got them pulled over, you found a bag of weed in the truck. You tell the person, both of the people the same story that, hey, your buddy gave you up. Yeah. He said this was your weed or whatever. You know, will you cop to it? That kind of thing. And somebody will usually roll over on their friends if they've been lied to like that. So what happened here? Well, there's an interesting case. They found that police can deceive suspects during interrogations, including lying to a suspect that someone else's life hinges on his or her confession. Or actually what turns out is maybe they can't lie about that. In a unanimous ruling, the New York State Court of Appeals tossed out the 2009 conviction of Adrian Thomas for the murder of his infant son, finding that Troy, New York police had overstepped their prerogative to use artifice when they told Mr. Thomas that his son, who was brain dead, was alive and could be saved with his confession, among numerous other falsehoods.
How could a person be saved with a confession?
I don't know, but the guy believed it, and he confessed to slamming the baby against a mattress before the child was taken to the hospital with brain injuries. He was sentenced to 25 years to life in prison. In the ruling, Chief Judge Jonathan Lipman called the numerous ruses in the interrogation, quote, highly coercive deception. Unquote. He singled out the ruse to stake the child's life on Thomas's confession as one likely to, quote, prompt any ordinary caring parent to provide whatever information they thought might be helpful, even if it was incriminating, unquote. In another decision on Thursday,
I suppose we can, you know, they would say, if we can just find out what happened, then we'd be able to save your son's life or whatever.
Well, actually, this next example is an even better example of it. In another decision on Thursday, the court also upheld a lower court's ruling to overturn the conviction of Paul Avini for criminally negligent homicide in his girlfriend's heroin overdose death. The court agreed with the earlier ruling that the police had coerced Mr. Avini into confessing, telling him that his girlfriend was still alive, but could die if he didn't tell them what drugs he'd given her so that she could receive the proper treatment. Of course, she was already dead.
Gotcha. Okay.
More on how far police can go to get a conviction. What kind of lies are they allowed to tell? The courts in New York.
This is some pretty extreme ones.
Yeah, the courts in New York are saying maybe this goes too far. 855-450-FREE, but are there any firm lines? 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You can share your thoughts on police deception or whatever is on your mind here on Free Talk Live.
The year is 1636, and Commander Eddie Cantrell is on a mission to find oil in the Caribbean. But how will he contend with Spanish governors, hostile natives, and Dutch pirates? 1636, Commander Cantrell in the West Indies, is the latest book in the New York Times, Amazon, and Wall Street Journal best-selling Ring of Fire alternative history series from Bain Books. 1636, Commander Cantrell in the West Indies, by Eric Flint and Charles Gannon, another great book from Bain. Get it now wherever books are sold.
This is the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially do not want you to torrent
Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1-month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343. From the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats. 289 half cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want right here toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, too. Skype on into the show at username lrn.fm. With you tonight, Ian here.
Brett.
And Mark.
Join us over at freetalklive.com for all kinds of fun stuff.
We're going to Chicago in July, the 19th and 20th, for the North American Bitcoin Conference. It's going to be Chicago's McCormick Place South Building, which I assume means there is also a North Building. I don't know for certain, but we're going to find out when we get there. There's going to be all kinds of folks there for this event. If you're interested in Bitcoin, you want to take Bitcoin for your business, you want to get into the Bitcoin economy, you want to work developing Bitcoin in some way or work with companies that do, this is really the place to be. If you want to see Free Talk Live perform live and you're in somewhere in the Midwest area or, you know, can get a cheap flight into Midway and you want to see us, but that's great too. We'll be there doing the show live and doing some interviews at the North American Bitcoin Conference. There'll be lots of folks there. We'll be doing interviews with folks like Jeffrey Tucker from Liberty.me, Vitalik Buterin from Ethereum, Brock Pierce, who's going to be doing telling people how to invest in digital currency, Tony Gallippi from BitPay, Roger Veer, known as Bitcoin Jesus, Kathy Reisenwitz from Young Voices, lots and lots of folks there. You can get your tickets for July the 19th and 20th at btcchicago.com. It's July 19th and 20th, btcchicago.com. Pay in Bitcoin if you want, or pay in cash, btcchicago.com.
All right, so we'll see you there, and our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. There's a New York court that has determined that maybe police have finally gone too far. We had talked on a previous show this week about how far is too far when it comes to the police lying. Can they say anything? We know they can lie in order to get convictions, in order to get you to confess. They can make stuff up. We know they can lie and create characters that they, they use for narcotics investigations, for instance. You know, they'll act as though they're part of the drug culture in order to get you to trust them and, you know, maybe share some drugs with them or sell them something, and then they put you in a jail cell. So in a lot of cases, some police are all about telling lies. It's part of their job description. But in general, the police are trained to lie. All police officers, as I understand it, go through this training. So the question is, how far can they go with it? One court, the New York State Court of Appeals, has tossed out a couple of convictions. One of them is of a man who was convicted of criminally negligent homicide for his girlfriend's heroin overdose death. And the court said that it went too far for the police to tell him his girlfriend was still alive but might die if he didn't tell them what drugs he'd given her so she could receive the proper treatment. Well, he told them, and they put him in prison. Two rulings come amid mounting national sensitivities to the fact that wrongful convictions are more common than once thought, and that interrogation practices designed to draw out confessions might not always produce true ones. Laurie Shanks, the clinical professor at the Albany Law School in New York, says there's a perception that people don't confess to crimes they didn't commit.
Indeed. I find it just stunning, I've got to say, but it's there are documented cases. It's amazing.
Yep, and she goes on to say, but the science is that they absolutely do confess to crimes they didn't commit. Bluffing is a common and legal tool in police interrogation rooms, and the art of artifice, that's telling lies, in obtaining confessions is a standard part of police training. Standard. The parameters for what police can lie about are broad, and lies can range from claiming to have evidence that doesn't exist to fibbing that a witness was at the scene. Still, per U.S. Supreme Court rulings, confessions must also be voluntary, with quotes around it, introducing a possible point of contention between an officer's right to lie to a suspect and his or her obligation to serve justice. The question is, at what point does the amount of lying make the confession involuntary? And the professor says there's just no bright line on it.
No.
The Court of Appeals ruling
vague zone
on Thomas's case did not set any firm new rules on deception during interrogation, but the powerful court stance on the issue could yet have significant bearing on what amount of guile lower courts will tolerate in confessions brought before them, as well as potentially encouraging revisions of police practices, say legal analyst. Clinical professor at Northwestern University School of Law in Chicago says the court did not set any hard and fast rules, but it did issue some clear warnings that these tactics will be scrutinized closely in the future. Of course, the police are probably not aware of these court decisions. You know, each individual officer isn't given a legal briefing on all of the relevant court rulings that have been made across the country or even in their own district. So how permeated this information will become among police officers is a question. But even if they do know it, they also know that they themselves aren't liable. So if the officer...
Right, whatever happened in these court cases, you can believe the police officers didn't spend any time in jail for the way they treated these people. And in these cases, it doesn't sound like there's too many good guys in these stories, does it?
No. Remember, too, though, there's a real us versus them win-lose mentality going on here. And they see this as I remember reading this police blog, and there were these three rules of, you know, the first one is everybody lies. So their assumption is that you're lying to them anyway, you know, whether it's a routine traffic stop or a more detailed investigation.
Right.
The second one was polite to everyone, but nice to no one. And the third one was have a plan to kill everyone you meet.
Wow.
So, I remember that. But that first one, everybody lies, is really, it takes us away from the idea that the police are on your side to protect and serve, all of that. They assume that you are a liar if you're dealing with them. So it becomes easier for them to justify a lot of the stuff that they do.
Sounds like a fair assumption, doesn't it? I mean, really, when you're dealing with the police, I feel like you have every right to lie.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
What I recommend you do is to not say a
not
thing.
Not talk at all.
Right. Yeah. I recommend you say that you can talk to my attorney. If they say, well, who's your attorney? You say, you're a police officer.
Detective.
Do some police work.
Yeah.
You know, like you have no obligation to tell them who your attorney is or in any other circumstances unless you're under arrest.
You don't have to tell them who your attorney is even if you're under arrest.
I guess you don't, but no. I mean,
the court did not set any hard and fast rules. They say these things might be closely scrutinized in the future. But remember, they'll only be scrutinized if somebody takes the case to court. If the cops lie to you and they get a confession out of you and then you plead guilty or something with that confession, then if you don't take that to court and challenge their decision, no one's going to scrutinize that.
Nope, it's done.
So this isn't going to be closely scrutinized, and even if something was
jails
closely
are full of people that were likely convicted illegally. Not that I'm saying that I feel terrible that they're there. In many cases, it's like, well, you know, so what? But it's true.
So, and even if it is scrutinized, again, the officer himself will not be found liable for illegal lying, because it's not illegal to lie. They'll just say that, well, that one went too far. We'll reverse this conviction. And maybe some cops will be more careful in the future, but I doubt it.
And it seems like when the courts try to draw a line, that the line just keeps on moving back towards tyranny.
There's been too much deference given to police officers, says one of the professors. They're accustomed to having free rein with suspects behind interrogation doors. We'll continue here in moments. 855, 453, how far can the police go when telling a lie, or multiple lies, to you? When you are their suspect. 855-453, you can tell us your experience with lying police, or if you are a cop, I want to hear from you.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Control toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm. Our toll free lines are brought to you by ProXPN. If you care about online privacy, you really need to look into proxpn.com/FTL. It's a great website that actually gives you a software for free for Windows, Mac, iOS devices, and Android. You install it, and your internet connection becomes encrypted, meaning that your internet service provider won't know what you're doing online anymore once you start using ProXPN. Now, your ISP right now is probably keeping track of every website you visit and every search term you enter for as many as 5 years in some cases. You can put a stop to that right now by going to proxpn.com/FTL. Grab the software there and get started. You can start up with their free account and give it a try, see how it works and how well it works. And then, of course, it'll work even better once you sign up for their premium account where you get unlimited bandwidth. So the free accounts don't have the unlimited bandwidth, nor do the free accounts allow you to access servers all around the world as well as the ability to privately torrent. You get all that with their premium account, and you can get it for $5 a month by using our discount code FTL20, which gives you 20% off for the lifetime of your account. And when you use that code FTL20 on their annual plan, it breaks the price down to $5 a month for amazing privacy protection. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. They don't keep records of your online habits, and you get a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee at proxpn.com/FTL. Promo code is FTL20. as we continue here with a story from the Christian Science Monitor about how far police can go as far as telling lies. It's standard practice. It's standard training to tell police that they can lie and give them examples of how to lie to suspects in order to get them to give up information on their friends or to admit having done some sort of crime and or non-crime. Of course, in a lot of cases, lying is used to turn friend against friend or brother against brother in drug cases, for instance. So we're going to learn more here from the Christian Science Monitor. Now, they say that there's been too much deference given to police officers, and they're accustomed to having free rein with suspects behind interrogation doors. This, according to a clinical professor at Northwestern University School of Law in Chicago. The case at issue dates back to September of 2008, when in two interrogation sessions over 9 hours, Troy police in New York told Thomas that his four-month-old child, Matthew, was alive after Thomas allegedly beat his son. But medical professionals would not know how to save him until he told the police what had happened. "Do you want to save your baby's life?" asked one officer, according to a transcript. When Thomas said he did, the officer countered with, "Are you sure about that? Because you don't seem like you want to save your baby's life right now." Police also assured Thomas 67 times that they believed the baby's injuries were an accident and that he could go home if he just told them what happened. They told him that they would scoop up his wife if he didn't confess, and they, not Thomas, supplied all the details in his eventual confession, according to the court decision. In his decision, Chief Judge Littman wrote that from the onset, the interrogation had as its object obtaining a statement that would confirm a hypothesis that the infant had been murdered through physical abuse. Thomas's case is now heading back to a lower court where his confession will be suppressed. Arthur Glass, acting district attorney in Rensselaer County, where Thomas was prosecuted, said he was disappointed with the ruling and planned to pursue the case. It was typical police procedure, he says.
You know, I've got to say that if this guy did slam his baby on the bed and jar its little brain to the point it killed it, I'm not thrilled either, but I'm stunned with the way they interrogated this guy.
Yeah, I mean, like you pointed out, there's no real good guys in this situation.
No good guys here.
Dan here is a scumbag.
If these interrogation tactics are being used here, I mean, they're probably being used in lesser crimes as well.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, this is the point, is that every now and then somebody will actually take it all the way and dispute these things. But, what we're told by these, what we're told is that once you ask for a lawyer, they're not allowed to ask you any more questions. I can tell you in my case that I demanded a lawyer and they basically told me that,
"Shut up, boy.
Go ahead and here's the phone book. You can call them." I didn't have an attorney. Mm-hmm. What do I do now? And they just kept on going until they got something. They'd got me to tell a lie. And then once I told a lie, it was over.
The district attorney says it's typical police procedure. They were following the rules as they existed at that time. They were certainly deceitful, but they used deceit when necessary. The case also appeared to spotlight the issue of whether interrogation should be videotaped. New York State is not among some 20 states that require police to tape interrogations, but the Troy Police Department has videotaped them since about 2008. In the Thomas case, that meant the court had a full chronicle of how the confession was made. And, of course, we were also talking
about, I think that's important.
Yeah. We've also discussed how the FBI has a policy against recording. So,
and that needs to change. These police departments working under the dark of night where no one can look at what they do, it is completely unacceptable.
Share your thoughts here. Maybe you've been interrogated by the police and you can relate the lies that were told to you or perhaps your friend. Your friends, if you all got picked up at the same time trying to turn you against one another by deceiving you, you can't believe a word that comes out of a cop's mouth, unfortunately. And it's, I think, instances where you find out that the police have lied to you that can be really shocking for people who have believed that the police are supposed to be honest. Like when you're growing up, you're taught that Officer Friendly is an honest guy and you should trust him. If there's something wrong, kids, go to the police. They're going to help you. But it turns out that they are, you know, they're just looking to put people in cages.
Well, you know, it's hard for the average person to feel bad when the police lie and put a bad person away as a result, like, you know, this guy who did the terrible, terrible thing with his child. But at the same time, you're right. This really doesn't arm people well. The vast majority of times that you're going to deal with the judicial system, once you come into the wrong end of the judicial system, it's probably not a violent crime. Mm-hmm. You're probably not a bad person. There's probably no victim. So therefore, when you are up against the game, essentially, and that's what it is at that point, when there's no victim, there's nothing, there's no cost, there's nothing at stake. It's just a game. A game where the players on one side have nothing to lose, and the game... a game where the players on the other side have been lied to their whole lives and have everything to lose. And that's not a fair game. That's a game that fills up prisons and creates a prison industrial complex like we have in this country.
Take control here. Share your thoughts. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Interesting statistic from Pew Research, as reported in the Washington Examiner. 54,000 is the number of newspaper and magazine jobs that have been axed, gone, since 2003.
In 10 years?
Yeah.
54,000 media jobs?
A lot of people.
How, wow. What, just newspaper?
Just newspaper and magazine.
Oof.
The decade-long devastation of the print news business, crushed by the sagging economy, evaporation of classifieds, and display advertising, and a reader shift to digital media, has cost at least 54,200 newsroom jobs in newspapers and magazines alone, according to Pew Research. That figure, buried in a new Harvard University study about the troubles non-traditional reporters have getting congressional, White House, and other official press passes to cover news events, is the highest calculation of job losses in American journalism yet. The June study.
You know, the guy, the magazine I used to work for down in Sarasota, SRQ magazine, mm-hmm. that guy has added, he and his wife, they have added jobs, and the revenue is up.
They're expanding.
Since I left. So I think you can run a magazine. A newspaper, you're going to have a heck of a time running it. I would love to see somebody take the weekly model and apply it to a daily newspaper, mm-hmm. which is to say, give away the product for free. And then sell the advertising space and sell more advertising space, go beyond 50%. I mean, there's always more paper, but nobody does that.
Plenty of time for your calls and thoughts, especially if you work in the newspaper/print magazine industry and you've observed the cuts, you've observed the slashing and burning of various different departments. Or shutdowns and sales of papers entirely. 855-453, you can share your thoughts here in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up next.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact in helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Listen up, all you preppers and survival enthusiasts. Sigma 3 Survival School has a brand new survival instructor training program that will teach you everything you need to know about survival and then license you to teach our survival programs so you can make a substantial profit from it. If you have always wanted to learn to be completely self-reliant and would like to make money at it, then check out Sigma 3 Survival School Survival Instructor Program at survivalschool.us or call 479-561-3886 today.
From hackers and identity thieves to government spies, your online privacy has never been more at risk. Go to unseennow.com and learn how their unparalleled encryption tools can keep your communications totally secure. Unseennow.com offers email, chat, voice and video calling, and cloud storage all for free. It's never been more important to lock down your digital life, and now you can. Stop Big Brother in his tracks. Learn how at unseennow.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450. Free. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and moments remain here, but enough time for your call. If you dial in right now, we'll be able to get you on at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype is available. I don't think anybody used it tonight. It's there for you. Anytime you want to use it, just connect to lrn.fm. You do need to send us a contact request first, though, so do that. It'll be approved. You just have to give us a few minutes. It'll get approved, and then you can easily call us on Skype from that point forward. Joining you in the studio tonight, Ian here.
Brett.
And Mark.
Don't forget to check out Brett's website at schoolsucksproject.com.
And don't forget to get a free pound of coffee by going to coffee.freetalklive.com. There, we offer to you, through our partnership with Camano Island Coffees, BuzzBox coffee. BuzzBox is shade-grown, which is great for people who get that kind of acidy feeling when they have a cup of coffee because it's not as acidy. And it's 100% organic, which is great because coffee is a really absorbent crop, and you really don't know when you're talking about foreign countries what kind of pesticides we're talking about there, or leaded fuel, things like that. I don't know exactly how leaded fuel reacts to coffee plants, but I prefer to have organic in that circumstance. Top 1% grade Arabica beans, of course, that's the best flavor, the best of the best. BuzzBox is commensurately priced with other high-end coffees out there, but what they do that other coffee companies seem to have no interest in is they care for their employees by offering an opportunity for them to get involved in the co-op. People can get in, you know, your average family in these poor countries can get in, poor families can get in, and they also allow partners like Free Talk Live to offer these microloans to different families around the world. They don't even have to have anything to do with BuzzBox or the way that they do business, whether it's somebody who needs a sewing machine to make shoes for their village, or a plow to be able to be more productive in their fields, or a bicycle to do deliveries, or whatever it might be. There was one gal that was listed recently that was able to just expand her sandwich making business and went from her overhead from making like $100 a month to $300 a month. That's a big difference. And she was able to pay back the microloan. That's a big deal. So if you want to help us, give a hand up to families around the world, like so many dozens and dozens and dozens of people have at coffee.freetalklive.com. You pay for the shipping and the free pound. Try it out. See if you like it. If you like it, please keep getting your coffee there at coffee.freetalklive.com because you're helping other people while you drink your coffee. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
Derek's on the line in North Dakota. Derek, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good Derek? Show.
Welcome. Are you in Fargo, by the way?
I'm actually in Grand Forks.
Oh, Grand Forks. Okay, very good.
Yep.
Listening to KNOX. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yep. You were talking about talking to the cops.
Yes.
And I would absolutely recommend that never, ever, under any circumstances, make any statements to Leo's, ever. That's the Fifth Amendment. That's the right against self-incrimination. You know, when you get arrested, they say you have the right to remain silent, blah, blah, blah. That means keep your mouth shut. Don't tell them anything, no matter what they say to you. Period.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, if you even if they don't tell you you have the right to remain silent, you still have the right to remain silent. The one thing that you supposedly have to say to them is I'm choosing to enact my Fifth Amendment rights to remain silent. But other than that, that's all you have to say.
Right. You have to invoke that now, and really you shouldn't have to. I mean,
indeed.
If it's a right, why do I have to claim it? Or is it just some little privilege that they can take away at any time? But, yeah, you should say that, that you are invoking your right. And, you know, let's say you get stopped in traffic. Technically, it's like a detention. Being detained right there.
Yep,
and you know, I always say, do you know why I stopped you? They're just trying to get you to say, oh, yeah, I was speeding. And essentially,
yep.
They're trying to get you to admit that you just committed that little violation or whatever. And
Is this a quiz show? Wait, you don't know why you stopped me? Why are you asking me?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that what I would just say is, I'm sorry, I can't make any comments on a pending case. Because that's what it is.
Are you conducting an investigation?
Yeah, that's a favorite question of mine. Are you conducting an investigation?
Well, actually, it was taught to me by a law enforcement officer.
Was it?
He said, under no circumstances do you talk to law enforcement officers. If they ask you a question, you ask them if they're conducting an investigation. If they're not conducting an investigation, then you don't have to anything to worry about because they're not in an investigatory stance. Of course, I'd still be careful. But that's what he said.
Yeah. No, what if they say they are conducting an investigation?
Then you don't.
Are they trained in how to deal with that question? What if they just say? Yes, because they don't. They think they are, or then what?
You still don't talk to them. It's just a fun question to ask.
Okay, all right.
If you want to talk to the cops, which is not usually a good idea, it can be fun to ask them questions in response to their questions. Don't
sure.
give them any information. Just ask more questions back. That can be frustrating for them.
Might be useful to do a role play one night. I would think.
Yeah, that could be fun. Then go ahead, Derek.
I guess, from my point of view, if I was out walking in the woods and I tripped over a dead body, I would not contact law enforcement. And I mean, unless I absolutely had no choice, I would just stay away from them. Everything you do is a crime nowadays. And, you know, like you said, they're just looking to put people in jail, and that's it.
The longer you talk to a police officer,
trustworthy.
Yeah, the longer you talk to the police, the more likely they're going to find something to put you in handcuffs for.
Right.
That's a fact.
Right, exactly. Yep.
Hey, Derek, how did you learn all this stuff? Did you learn it the hard way? I mean, you seem really well informed on this.
Well, I look at websites like your guys's and, you know, Alex Jones and that kind of thing.
Very good.
A little bit of information. Yourself.
Yeah, a little information goes a long way. Thanks for the call tonight, Derek. Glad you're out there listening in Grand Forks. And welcome aboard with Free Talk Live. In fact, speaking of asking the police some questions, I asked them a few today when I was out in front of the Supreme Court. We were waiting to go in for Rich Paul's hearing. And Rich Paul, of course, you heard earlier on the show tonight, he was appealing his case where he was convicted of selling cannabis based on the judge giving pretty awful jury instructions. During the trial, both attorneys actually talked about jury nullification and gave the jury information about how it's their right to judge, or your right as a juror, to judge the law itself if you choose. If you think it's a bad law, you can vote not guilty, and that's what jury nullification is all about. The judge gave instructions that basically counteracted all the information about jury nullification, where he essentially said, well, if you heard something from the lawyers that's different from what I'm going to tell you, you need to listen to what I'm going to tell you. And then he essentially went on to say that, whatever it is that I instruct you on as far as the law is right. concerned is what you will take under consideration.
My favorite part of today's, arguments was came from the state where they say, hey, if nullification is a right of a jury, why do they have to be informed of it? Well, I mean, when the judge gives instructions that are counter to the jury's right, it goes against entirely the law that was passed here in New Hampshire.
Well, the argument from the state in this case was that nullification is not a right. It is a power of the jurors, and it's a tolerated power. It's not even one that the courts necessarily wanted the jurors to have, but there's that whole pesky Magna Carta, as one of the attorneys put forth today, and that essentially that jury nullification exists sort of because of the way the system is constructed, that there's no way to punish jurors for nullifying. It's not illegal for the jury to nullify, but it's also not their right. Was the position of
illegal
the
and legal is silly. The fact is, the courts and the jurors' rights existed before law. Before there was codified law, common law, it was the power of the jury to do this. Jury nullification came before law, came before the court system being part of the government. It was a service provided by people that were important. So, ridiculous, all of it.
We can play some of the audio from the outside of the court today. I've got the video from the inside of the court. I've yet to process that. So if you've been waiting to see what a Supreme Court hearing is like, it was my first time. I'd actually been to the Supreme Court building previously.
Can't believe you got a camera in it. Yeah.
Oh, it's not a problem at all. I can get a camera in any courthouse in New Hampshire. But anyway, it was the first time I'd been for an actual court hearing. I'd been to the courthouse previously when they were having hearings about changing court rules, but to actually have a case in front of them, that was the first time for that.
Is it a fancy room?
Oh, it's very fancy, and the judges were not, let's just say I didn't get a real friendly vibe towards jury nullification from them today, so I don't know how well this case is going to go. We'll keep you in the loop.
Hey, it's these people's job to uphold the law, isn't it?
It goes on here. Nathan, you got about 20 seconds for the final thoughts of the show. Go ahead.
I just wanted to get in real quick that I love the tree conversation from last week with Brett and Mark and Ian, and one of the best conversations I have ever heard on the show.
The tree conversation.
The elm trees?
Yep, the elm trees.
The initiating force against trees.
Gotcha.
Exactly.
Glad you liked it, Nathan. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. You can always, if you missed that, you can go back in our archives at freetalklive.com, and you can download last week's shows, last year's shows, several years ago, all the way back to late 2006. Free. Check out Brett. SchoolSucksProject.com is his site. Ours is freetalklive.com, and we'll see you tomorrow night.
Are you a programmer? Are you proud of your programming skills? If you can program, then you can prove theorems. And if you can prove theorems, then you can get proof that you can prove theorems at mathgate.info. Are you looking to employ a programmer? Before hiring an applicant, you can verify their skills by asking them to pass a test in basic formal reasoning at mathgate.info. All of this can be done using only Bitcoin addresses as pseudonyms. Welcome to the future. For more information, visit mathgate.info.
Now is the time for new flooring in your home because Lumber Liquidators has every floor on sale with the end of quarter clearance sale on right now. Get huge savings on all flooring, like quick click prefinished hardwood for $169 a square foot, solid hand scraped horizontal bamboo for $179, and this week and only get 8mm cherry laminate for just 69 cents. So go to lumberliquidators.com to find the store nearest you. Special 24 month financing is available, but hurry, this end of quarter clearance sale ends Monday, June 30th.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.